What's going on, everyone? Another episode of the Nonprofit Insider Podcast. This is a rapid reaction to the news that AmeriCorps and Triple C is, is being dismantled, but that would make it seem like it's present tense. NCCC has been dismantled. Oh my goodness, this is an unreal episode. Listen, I'm going to try to get you in and out in 20-25 minutes. I know there is a lot of news going on. If you're in the nonprofit space, be sure to keep up what we're doing here, the Nonprofit Insider Podcast. You can follow me on Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, Reddit. And if you're trying to reach out to me, just reach out to me. I'll figure out how to get you connected. There has been a lot going on. I've spent more time, honestly, on LinkedIn and TikTok today than probably the last 3, 4, 5, 6 months combined. It is wild right now. Here's what we're going to do, because to a degree, if you're listening to this podcast, if you're listening to this episode, it's kind of like preaching to the choir. You probably know a fair amount of insights when it comes to AmeriCorps. Even if you don't really know all the intricacies, you probably know what it is, what it does, how it benefits the nonprofit space. So we'll talk a little bit about AmeriCorps for about 3-4 minutes in terms of its backspace. But I'm going to go off the assumption that you know what AmeriCorps is. Let's start with this. News is moving fast. I reached out to my network because if it's one thing being in the nonprofit space, you all know I have a big background in the volunteer space. Volunteer management, recruitment, engagement, utilizing the power of volunteers is something I've done pretty darn exclusively for the last 10 years, but it's something that's been a part of my life dating back to when I was a teenager. One of the earliest aspects of my volunteer journey was interacting with AmeriCorps individuals when I was in college, because I became an AmeriCorps member. I'm not going to talk too much about that today, but I have a deep understanding of AmeriCorps and its parts. I want to split this episode up into three parts. I want to give a rapid reaction first. I'm going to do that for about 6-7 minutes. You're going to take a ride with me. I'm going to give a rapid reaction. Then I'm going to talk about what we know. And then the third piece, I'm going to give some insights into some of the things I've been seeing on social media. Again, I spend more time on TikTok, but I've also been on Facebook. Or not Facebook. I'm actually not on Facebook. I was on Instagram. We know Meta owns that. So that's how we're going to break it up. So look, let me give you my rapid reaction. Let's start with this. Let's continue with this. Do not be surprised by a lot of the things that are going to keep coming out, because more is coming. Let's just get that out the way. More is coming. I can almost guarantee it. You can almost guarantee it. Even if you're not in the news a whole lot, right? Even if you're in the nonprofit space, but you're kind of like new to it, whatever the case may be, even you know it. More is coming. More is coming for AmeriCorps. More AmeriCorps cuts are definitely coming. From what I'm hearing, you're going to see, we might not even have an AmeriCorps as right this is going. This might really be like the U.S. AID. More is coming. FEMA, that's another one. That's pretty close to the AmeriCorps space. They work a lot of hand in hand. A lot of you may know that. FEMA, we'll be talking about them next, so look out. This administration is gutting things fast. It's gutting things fast. And no matter where you really lie on the political spectrum, we can all acknowledge it. Some people are cheering for it, some people are not. And we're seeing a lot more of the nonprofit space getting affected. Just about a month ago, I was in Asheville, North Carolina. I was doing work down there, and I ended up working with an NCCC team that had 3 months left. They had 3 months left, and they were going to stop working, and they were going to move on to greater things. That team has been dismantled. I actually ended up reaching out to a member of that NCCC team to get some comments from them. They didn't reply back in time for this recording. But you can expect more cuts are coming. And to be completely honest, it's not surprising. If we're being honest, it's not surprising. When we think about some of the things that the administration has been doing leading up to this, we should have known this was going to be on the cutting room floor at some point in time. And to be honest, hearing the news that NCCC was being cut and 85% of all the AmeriCorps workforce at the federal level, that's worth denoting. I'm connected with a couple of AmeriCorps members across the nation. Some of them are statewide, but their money comes from the feds. And I know a couple of those folks are nervous right now. Because you may not be a federal employee. You may be an employee of, say, Idaho. You're an employee of Indiana as an AmeriCorps member, right? You could work for the state, not the feds. But if the feds turn off the faucet, it's not going to be good. And we're seeing some statements come out, but funny enough, we're not seeing any statements come out from AmeriCorps themselves. So we'll get into what we know here in about two, three minutes here. I want to make sure we get into that. But this isn't really surprising. And I think it's not surprising on really two fronts. Because we know that when it comes to AmeriCorps, it's not a huge percentage of budget, right? One of the things I think is really frustrating for a lot of individuals is that there are a lot of programs at the federal level that are being cut. And we all know that, listen, if we really want to cut some money, chop into the Department of Defense. When you think about 51% of the GDP in the United States going towards military, that's a lot of money. AmeriCorps, from what I've seen, has received less than 0.01%. I haven't verified that, but that actually sounds about right. Less than, if nothing else, you can say less than 1%, right? When you think of all the federal programs, AmeriCorps receives less than 1%, probably less than 0.5%. And I'm sure that information is out there, probably less than 0.5%. But a program like AmeriCorps is prime for DOGE. It's prime for DOGE in two ways. One, to be completely honest, it doesn't really spend a lot of money, but it captures headlines. A fair amount of people are affected, usually young people. You got to remember that AmeriCorps, especially AmeriCorps NCCC, is usually for people between the ages of 18 and like 24. All right, they have senior corps. We know what Peace Corps is like. Oh, Peace Corps, look out. I would not be surprised if they're probably getting nervous right about now. I just thought about that. But AmeriCorps is not a big program, but its sentiment is very important. Because when you have a group of 18 to 24 year olds and you send them across the country to do work for the better good of the nation, after tornadoes in Kansas, after flooding in Kentucky, like we just experienced, in communities that are affected by hunger, lack of proper health care. When you put those young people in that AmeriCorps uniform and you send them across the country, it opens up their eyes. It gives them ability to see what else is out there. The goodness in people and the struggles that exist across the nation, right? Because if you are, let's just say you're just an average kid from like Kansas City. You're just an average kid from Kansas City or Los Angeles. You join AmeriCorps NCCC, and then they send you to Kentucky or Florida, a place you've never been at for 3 months at a time, 4 months at a time. That opens your eyes. And a lot of the things that we're seeing coming out of the administration, that really doesn't vibe with what is at the core center of AmeriCorps. So that's my rapid reaction. Here's what we know. NCCC actually stands for National Civilian Community Corps. I actually had to look that up because I've called it NCCC for so long. Again, I'm assuming that you all know a fair amount of AmeriCorps. We have AmeriCorps, VISTA, you have AmeriCorps NCCC, you have Senior Corps, you have FEMA Corps. There's a couple of ones out there, but the big one is really VISTA and NCCC. Approximately 1,500 individuals participated in CCC. They're between the ages of 18 and 24. You have to be in that range. One of the key distinctions of NCCC compared to other aspects of AmeriCorps, and this is important, is that it is a full-time residential program. It is a full-time residential program. So you have the ability to be in this program and have your housing taken care of. Now, we all know the housing is not good. I mean, not good sounds really, that sounds like it's like bad. That's probably not the right word, but this is nothing luxurious. Because when we go back to the fact that NCCC is not a very big program at the federal level, again, less than 1%, probably less than 0.5%, not a lot of money actually flows through AmeriCorps, and not a lot goes to NCCC. But one of the great advantages of being in NCCC is that you get your housing covered. Again, you may be on a cot for 3 months in Louisiana in the middle of summer, and then they might put you in a church basement in Des Moines, Iowa in the middle of winter. I implore you all to do some research and insights into what NCCC members really experience, because it actually is, its purpose, and I think a lot of people forget this, its purpose when it was created was to serve as a way for young individuals to give to their country without having to go into the military, as an example. We don't have a draft, and a lot of young people that will be between those ages, they may go into the military. But more and more young individuals don't want to do that. So if you don't want to go into the military, but you want to provide a way to give back to the nation in which you live, AmeriCorps and NCCC in particular offers that ability. Now, the programs never got super big. I know I was seeing that, I think this was on TikTok actually, someone was saying that they've failed their audits the last 7 years. Again, the program was ripe for being taken over by Elon's goons. Listen, we can call them that. All right. But what was at the core of AmeriCorps NCCC was very, very decent. And I think that's something that a lot of people, just going back to Rapid Reaction, are saying about the administration. I remember seeing something here out of Pennsylvania. I think it was out of one of the local Philadelphia affiliates of a Trump worker who got fired. He's a federal worker. And maybe like the forestry department, he got fired. And he talked about how he voted for Trump and he thought Trump was going to come in with like a fine tooth comb and really figure out where the waste was or is in the federal government. But he feels like that Trump's coming in with like a giant baseball bat and destroying everything. And look, honestly, it kind of feels like that. Because AmeriCorps, if let's say, and this is what we know, 7 audits, a lot of bureaucracy, there's a lot of bullshit in the AmeriCorps structure, right? Understanding the organization was not super perfect. The numbers weren't as good as it could have been. The pay to be in AmeriCorps NCCC or just AmeriCorps period does not pay super well. And what does that sound like? A lot of that sounds like the nonprofit space. A lot of that sounds like the nonprofit space. And we know in the nonprofit space, a lot of people will differ in an opinion to what we're seeing at the national level. It's at odds. We're at war. The industry is under the microscope. It is under the gun. It's not good. That's what we know. I tried to get some insights into interim agency head. One of the things with NCCC, next 2 minutes, some of you will care about this, a little history, is you actually get appointed by the Senate to serve as the CEO. So the last person to serve as the CEO of AmeriCorps was Michael Smith. I had a chance to cross paths with him very briefly in New Mexico. He came out to New Mexico, and I just happened to be in the area that he was in. And so he was the previous CEO, but he wasn't appointed until, I think it was nine months after. So Joe Biden became president January 2021. Michael Smith, he's nominated by President Biden to serve as the CEO of AmeriCorps in June 2021. And then 6 months later, December 2021, he's approved by the Senate. So a new administration can come in and put in whoever they want. Trump put in a lady by the name of Jennifer Batrice Tamosibai. I apologize if I'm saying her name incorrectly. I tried to look online to really make sure I was going to say her name right. I couldn't find any videos of her or any videos of people introducing her. That's kind of maybe a little bit of a problematic thing right there, but that's neither here nor there. So technically, she's not the CEO. She's the interim agency head. I couldn't find any information about her. She hasn't been confirmed by the Senate or anything like that. So, again, that's what we know. Letters were sent out to AmeriCorps members across the nation saying, yeah, you're done. You're done. Oh, boy. This is crazy. Listen, last 7 minutes. I've been doing a lot of social media today. Like, I need to actually chill, but I wanted to make sure I get this episode out because it's just too important. So I want to share some social media rapid reactions that I'm really seeing. Right now, my LinkedIn is nothing really but AmeriCorps. Again, as I mentioned in the beginning, my background is in volunteering. I like to say, at my heart, volunteering is always number one. Now, I have a desire to get more into the fundraising, money side of the nonprofit space. But at my core, volunteering, it's my first love. When I was a teenager in Charlotte, North Carolina, I had moved to Charlotte. After living in Philadelphia, the first 12 years of my life, moved down to Charlotte. And by the time I turned about 14 years old, my mom was like, you need to figure out something to do. And volunteering was that thing. I actually started volunteering with her at a hospital. She worked at a hospital. So I started volunteering at the hospital. I loved it. I loved it. It was a way as a young teenager for me to interact with other individuals that were different than me, that served in different roles, had different backgrounds. The diversity of volunteering was very big. Again, something that's at odds with what the administration really wants. So no surprise, being and spending so much of my career in the nonprofit space, my LinkedIn has been crazy of AmeriCorps members, former AmeriCorps members, leaders of AmeriCorps who are not happy, saddened, disappointed, frustrated. I texted a homie. I can't mention him quite yet. I can't mention him yet, but I might have him on the podcast. I reached out to a homie and I asked, how are you in the network feeling? He said, disbelief and frustration. That's what my LinkedIn is saying. I went over to TikTok because one of the things I was thinking about was, wait a minute. Because I was hearing a lot of rapid reactions from people like me in their 30s, 40s, you know, even 20s, former AmeriCorps members, leaders of nonprofits. But I wasn't hearing or seeing anything from the actual 1,500 members that are or were in CCC members. I said, oh, that's because they're under the age of 24. They're not on fucking TikTok. They're not on LinkedIn. They're not on Instagram. They're not on LinkedIn. They're on fucking TikTok. So I go over to TikTok. Sure enough, I see videos of people who are like, yeah, I was working, doing stuff Tuesday. And then the next day, they told me to go home. If you get a chance, go over to TikTok. Just type in AmeriCorps. I think you all find it interesting. And so much so, like I said, I reached out to someone that I met through NCCC just a month ago for comment. I think she didn't get back to me in time, but I might be talking about this again later in the week. So no worries there. I reached out to my network as a whole to get some sense. And I've got a person in the AmeriCorps space. I'll just leave it at that. And she's like, it is the future seems unclear. The future seems unclear. And again, we can't be surprised anymore. I think for a lot of people in the nonprofit space, depending on where you're at, the USAID was one thing, but that was a lot of foreign stuff. That's a small percentage of nonprofits that do really foreign type stuff. But when you do something like AmeriCorps, every nonprofit in America has some type of connection to an AmeriCorps member, flat out. Flat out. We like to say, what is it, like 6 degrees of separation between humans, 6 degrees of separations between you and Kevin Bacon. In the nonprofit space, 3 degrees of separation between a nonprofit and AmeriCorps. Maybe even fucking 2 degrees. It is really that close. And when you have I think AmeriCorps is 35 years. We have a 35-year-old program like AmeriCorps. Hearing this type of news, it's devastating. It really is.